Well, good morning, everyone. We are GFBS, Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your morning updates for Friday, May 7th, brought to you by Integrity Fundraisers. Let Integrity Fundraisers help you. You can get in as little as 2 weeks. They can help with any school, sports team, youth group, and nonprofits to help raise money for much-needed funds. You can personalize any water bottles or mugs with your name and logo on it. They also have barbecue sets, cutting boards, poker, golf sets, flasks, and more. Integrity Fundraisers also supports businesses in need of business cards, brochures, or any printed materials in design, laser engravings, and shipping. With over 300 clients, including Grand Forks Best Source, $3 million have been raised locally and over 390,000 students served. Integrity Fundraisers are located in the Grand Cities Mall. You can call them at 701-402-2171 or check out their website at integrityfundraisers.com. Well, your weather for today shows mostly sunny skies with a high near of 59 degrees. Saturday, cloudy with a high of 61, and Sunday, which is Mother's Day, will be partly sunny with a high of 59. The North Dakota Department of Health yesterday confirmed 138 new cases of COVID-19 in the state during testing that took place on May 5th. That brings the total positive since testing began to 108,218. The number of current active cases in the state stands at 1,012 as of May 5th. That's 22 cases up from May 4th. Of the new positives, there were 31 in Cass County and 7 in Grand Forks County. This COVID update 19 was brought to you by PureMist. Governor Tim Walz in Minnesota has announced a timeline for lifting the whole state's COVID-19 restrictions by May 28th. He also plans to drop the statewide mask requirement no later than July 1st, or once 70% of Minnesotans age 16 and older get their first vaccination shot. The governor says Minnesota's vaccination efforts has put the state in a strong position to safely transition towards life as it used to be. The first step takes effect at noon today. It will remove capacity limits for outdoor dining, events, and other get-togethers. The Grand Forks Police Department is looking for a woman who is person of interest in an assault case. Police say an incident happened a couple weeks ago in downtown. They also said they are looking just to look for her, to speak with her about the case. If you know where she is, you can contact police by using the following methods. Call 701-787-8000 or text GFPD at 847-411. And throttle addiction. Make sure you check out the Red River Valley's Motorcycle Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. The weekend at the Alaris Center, and while you're there, check out Throttle Addiction. If you'd like to go to the show, stop by the studio and get a free pair of tickets, courtesy of Throttle Addiction in Grand Forks. A woman was sent to the hospital after a vehicle rolled off the road Thursday evening. 22-year-old Tiana Vodova was driving from the Oriska exit off of I-94 heading to Hillsboro. She was traveling on State Highway 18, ran off the roadway, right, vaulted, and rolled her vehicle about 100 feet. It landed on its side facing south. Vodova crawled out of the vehicle and was treated for injuries on the scene. She was brought to Sanford and Mayville for further treatment. She was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the accident. Charges are pending in the case. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has declared this weekend a Take a Mom Fishing Weekend. Minnesota residents' homes can fish without purchasing a license from Saturday, May 8th to Sunday, May 9th. The special weekend is defined in the Minnesota status as weekend coincides with Mother's Day. Most years under the Minnesota law, the fishing opener will take place on the fishing weekend fall on the same weekend, but not this year. Per state law, the 2021 fishing opener is Saturday, May 15th. The walleye season will be open for the 2021 year. Take a Mom Fishing Weekend. Fishing is open for several other species, including crappie, sunfish, underappreciated fish like buffalo, sucker, bullhead, sheephead. Anglers, be aware there was an error in the printed version of the Minnesota Fishing Regulations book regarding the dates for the amount of fishing this weekend. The correct dates are May 8th and May 9th. And in sports, Willie Calhoun's the RBI singles in the 10th inning gave the Texas Rangers the lead in a 4-3 victory Thursday over the reeling Minnesota Twins, who fell short 0-7 in the extra inning. The Twins start a three-game series in Detroit tonight, In girls softball, the Grand Forks Central beat Grand Forks Red River 4-3. In girls tennis, Grand Forks Central beat West Fargo Cheyenne 5-4. Shout out to Sydney Lemieux for getting Central's first win over Cheyenne, well, in a very long time. Good job, Sydney. Red River girls travel to Wahpeton today for a match. In boys baseball, Grand Forks Central plays a doubleheader at West Fargo Cheyenne starting at 5 o'clock. Red River will be at Shanley for a 5 o'clock doubleheader. And do not forget, racing is back in Grand Forks. River City Speedway kicks off their season opener tonight. The green flag drops at 7. Well, that's your morning update, but special thanks to Executive Properties. Have you been putting off that remodel or something new around the house long enough? Let Executive Properties get it done. Executive Properties does all types of commercial and residential work. They do kitchens, bathrooms, doors, siding, concrete, cabinets, trim, tile. You get the picture. Executive Properties will take the time to listen to what you want, and they will do it right. With over 30 years of experience, let Barry Romo and the crew take care of you. They're always offering senior and referral discounts, and they're willing to work with any budget. For all your general contractor needs, call Executive Properties at 701-330-1273 or check out their website at executiveproperties.org. Make sure to check out their reviews on Facebook and Google. Let Executive Properties do their thing, your one-stop company that can do it all. Later today, we talked with Grand Forks Sheriff Andy Schneider and Jill Nelson with the Grand Forks Park District about the Blue Line special. And always remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Make sure to hit that notification bell too so you know every time we're live. We all know how great the Grand Cities Mall is, and Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.